makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the Coach Kubiak edition. For soaking up the Texans' 29-28 win over the Dolphins, Coach Gary Kubiak said his team still has a lot of battling left this season. That battle could get a little bit easier with the return of Donte Robinson, who will begin practicing with the team. Kubiak talked about Donte's return and Matt Schaub's courageous performance against the Dolphins. Here's his Monday presser.
Well, it was, you know, it feels a lot better than how we felt the last 2 weeks. You know, a lot of good things happening in the game. And, you know, very tough situation, but I had some players step up and make some great, great plays, you know, and that's what this league's all about. When you step up, make a couple of plays, and everybody feels a lot better. But, it's a tough league, and yesterday we had some guys really step up, some tough situations.
We forgot to ask, did you get anybody hurt?
We're pretty good. We're still be monitoring Barber from day to day. I was just looking at that before I came in. It looks like we'll get Bruner back possibly this week. And Chris Taylor is still kind of day-to-day. So really coming out of the game, I think we're pretty good. Yeah.
You gave game balls to Matt Schaub, Andre Johnson, that's obvious. But you gave one also to Chester Pitts, which is not so obvious to the layman. Talk about Chester and what you get. It's the first one he's ever gotten, by the way.
Yeah, I tell you what, I had every intention of giving him one last week. You know, starting 100 straight games for this organization, that's a heck of a feat. And Chester's been out there from the get-go and, plays extremely hard. He's played very, very well for us. And, I was hoping I could have gave him one last week. Had we gotten that done, we didn't. But made him a captain. He was our sixth captain going into the game. And just been playing very, very well. So, well-deserving. Unfortunately, a week late, but very well-deserved.
What was the difference from Dwayne Brown played really well against Franey, and then Porter seemed to give him problems from the get-go?
Well, he's catching some different players, John. Franey's a spinning top, so to speak, not as big a player. Porter's a real technician, been doing it a long time. Showed Dwayne a lot of different looks as far as how he wanted to rush the passer and what he wanted to do. But he's seen a lot of good players and different type players. And I thought he held up pretty good. He gets a little tired at times, you know, which naturally when you're playing a bunch of plays and some of his sets will get a little bit sloppy. But, it's just reassuring to him that he has to be automatic all the time in everything that he's doing. And, he can play better than he played yesterday. But for the most part, he's doing a really good job. And they just need to continue to battle because it's never going to be easy when you're over there. Usually playing against the best rusher when you're over there.
How do you assess Brandon Harrison from yesterday, and especially on those two touchdowns? Was that his responsibility, you think, on both those long plays?
Yeah, he got caught a couple of I know one for sure. The double pass, so to speak, or the reverse pass. He's a young player. I would say that he got caught yesterday with some lack of communication on the back end. And, he's a young guy, and he's really relying a lot on Will or whoever's back there with him. And we had a couple of situations where we didn't communicate very well with a couple of calls and a couple of checks in the game, and he kind of became the culprit from that standpoint. So we need to do a better job of helping him, but at the same time, he's got to grow up very quickly. And, he probably played better his first time out. He'd be the first one to tell you that, but he's also doing some very good things, too. So his consistency is very important to the growth of our defense, and I got a lot of confidence in him. He's working very hard at it, and I think he'll continue to get better.
Gary, talk about the way your defensive line played in the ball game, and not just Mario, but the rest of the guys too.
Yeah, I think I said this for a couple of weeks. We're finding I like the combination that we're finding. We've been we'll go on 3 weeks now with the same eight. I think we've kind of found each guy's role. I think Bowman has added to the process. Is becoming a much better player. Was very effective yesterday. I thought Anthony Weaver played as good as he's played this year yesterday. Earl continues to get healthy and play better. So I think just a group. I think Jethro and Frank have done a good job of kind of finding a niche for all eight of them and how he's rotating them and keeping them Obi fresh. And I think, they're playing better from that standpoint.
Can you talk about Matt, Coach, and what this will mean to him in the long term?
Well, hopefully it means a great deal. I mean, it's tough playing quarterback in this league. And you know, you're going to go through tough times, and you know, how you battle through those tough times really probably has a lot to, will have a lot to do with whether or not you do it for a long, long time at a starter level. And, you know, he went through a tough time yesterday. He started the game, was not very clean, made some mistakes with the ball. You know, it's disappointing from all of our standpoint. But at the same time, he kept plugging. And when the team needed him to make the biggest plays he could make, he found a way to get that done. So, you know, very encouraged by the way he finished the football game, and we continue to search for that consistency, but I know he's very capable of doing that.
A few of the players were upset afterward that Matt got booed, and they said so. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's part of the game. I mean, that's part of it. That's part of playing, and, you know, you got to battle through adversity. You're a quarterback in this league. You better expect it, because you're going to have days like that. But the good ones find a way to work through it.
Gary, was there a communication problem with the equipment?
Yeah, there was early in the game. Our first time out, we had actually had a problem a few plays before that, and then it broke down on us again. Sometimes when a quarterback gets hit in a pocket, sometimes that communication system will get rattled. And, yeah, we did have a problem that one time. But, you know, we normally work through it. You know, we give Matt a few things to go to if he can't hear, doesn't know what's going on. But we did have one situation.
What is plan B if that system fails?
Well, we just give him a couple of calls to go with, or else you start screaming real loud. So that's usually the best plan. And, you know, the hard thing for when you're sending plays into a quarterback, you assume sometimes when he's looking over at you that he's hearing you, because it's just part of the nature of how you do things. And you're talking and talking, and all of a sudden there's no response. He doesn't walk to the huddle, so you don't know whether he hears you or not. So I'm always telling him, you know, give me a nod. Let me know that you hear what I'm saying. Let me know that you know what's going on. But sometimes that doesn't happen, so you know, you better be ready to move to the next play. And he did. We had a problem. He moved on and called a couple of plays on his own because of that situation a couple of times until we got it fixed.
Fourth down at the end of the game, you're on the three. Could you tell us the exact thought process that went in to calling the quarterback draw, and did you call it?
Well, we work together. You know, I work together with Kyle every down, you know, not fourth down, second down to first down. We work together every down. And, you know, we had a set group of plays that we liked inside the 5-yard line that we go into the game with, and we used them all. I mean, the first one we ran where we got Andre the ball on the first down to the three. We came back with our next two, and about the only run we had on our cards down there was the quarterback draw that we liked. And, you know, we talked about it and, you know, took a shot because of the coverage that they were playing. But Kyle's doing a great job. He's getting better every week. He's calling a lot of great plays. Very comfortable with him right now. He's doing a hell of a job.
So he calls the plays?
He calls a great deal. Yeah, we work together. We work together throughout the game, but I'm very comfortable with a lot of things he's doing.
At what point did you get to call plays?
Excuse me?
At what point in your career did you get to call plays?
I called them very quickly. You know, I can't remember, John, so long ago.
But it was early when
I worked with Mike, you know, through a great portion of my career the same way. And there was a certain time, I couldn't tell you exactly when, where he totally went away from me and said, go ahead. You know, I can't remember when that was. That's a hell of a long time ago.
What is your process with Dante this week, and what are the odds he's going to be activated?
Well, first off, I'm encouraged by what I've seen. You know, he hasn't been able to practice with us, but when I've seen him work, it looks like he's ready to go. I think we'll have to be smart. We'll put him in a competitive environment on Wednesday, whether that's scout team or however we do that. We'll see how he comes out of that. We'll work him Thursday, probably in a limited role with the defense, and I think by Thursday evening we'll have a good idea whether or not he's ready to play some this week.
If he is, he plays, he'll have to come off the bench, right?
Well, I think if he does play, we're definitely going to put a play count on him. So whether that means he's playing in base or playing in nickel, whatever he does, we'll definitely have to monitor his reps. He's not going back out there to play 40, 50 plays in week one.
You're going up against Detroit and Cincinnati. Neither one has won. Is it hardest to get the first victory like you did? And what's it like to lose and be in their situation now that you're not?
Well, we know exactly what they're going through, and we've been going through the same thing. And, you know, they went down to Minnesota yesterday and controlled the football game all day long and, you know, got beat by a pass interference call and a field goal. So we know exactly what they're going through. They're the same group of guys that were 6-2 last year after 8 games that was playing very, very well. We know for a fact, I don't have to tell our guys, we'll have to play better than we played yesterday to beat them. I mean, we've got to continue to clean up our football and continue to clean up what we're doing to have a chance to continue to be successful.
In this situation, is it hardest to get the first victory?
I don't know, John. I mean, you're trying to get them all the time. So this one was a very difficult one to get. Sure looked like with 4 minutes last week we were going to get the first one then, you know, and then we looked like we were dead yesterday. So that's part of football, and you just keep playing and you know, do everything you can to give yourself a chance to win.
Does it matter to your preparation they're going to keep a secret, Kidna or Orlovsky?
No, I mean, we're going to play their offense. And, you know, just what little bit I've seen of them today before I came down here, it looks like they're doing the same things, you know. And I know John's a very capable player, can get very hot, and, you know, has won a lot of football games in this league with some different teams.
Going into after last season, you said you want to reduce turnovers, improve running, and improve against the run. In the last 3 games, you've improved against the run. The run's improving. Turnovers is all that you have. Are you happy with the other two?
Well, we're getting better in the other two phases. You know, yesterday we knew we were facing a team with 2 very good backs. We knew that we felt like, I should say, that for us to run the ball against that team, which we think is a very good defensive team, we had to loosen them up with some of the things we're doing throwing the ball. So I liked our game plan, but at the same time, we were very, very aggressive. And you know, the turnover problem, it hasn't been solved. I mean, we've had problems from that standpoint, and it gets this team in a lot of trouble and holds it back. And, you know, we just got to continue to address and work on it. The players got to be hard on themselves, and, you know, our quarterbacks got to protect the ball better. Is that it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you think that Matt has matured as a decision maker since he started?
Well, we're trusting him a great deal, you know, because we're being very aggressive. And like I said yesterday, our players knew going into that game we were fixing to throw the ball a lot, especially early. And when you're doing that, you are trusting your quarterback. And, you know, but your team goes kind of as he goes. So it was a tough situation we put him in from a game plan standpoint yesterday. But, you know, for us to get to where we want to go, he's got to continue to handle those things better and better.
Kind of in conjunction with that, you think he's a little rusty because he hadn't been on the field for?
No, I don't think he's rusty. I think he made a poor decision on the first one. You know, the inside linebacker came off. He just got to get off that guy and go to number 3. The second one was just, I can't find an excuse for it. You know, we came off a timeout. We talked about a play. We, I think Matt even said this, we not only made a mistake with the ball, but we busted the formation, we missed a motion. So it was strictly just not executing and what you're doing. And, you know, those things are going to happen sometime, but right now they're happening too much. And we got to find a way to protect the ball better.
Do you think that the return of a player like Dante can be a spark for your team?
I know our guys are looking forward to him coming back. We talked about it in the locker room after the game. I asked him if he was ready to go, and he's been, you know, chomping at the bit. I know he can't wait to get back out there. It's been a long, long haul for him, and he's worked extremely hard. You know, he's had this date earmarked, and his teammates think a lot of him. So I know they're excited to see him get back on that field.
Gary, back on Matt. Andre said you guys were trailing, and in the huddle, Matt says, hey, we got him right where we want him. And Andre said, I thought he was a little crazy when he said that, but yeah. All the guys rallied around Matt and just kind of said.
Well, I mean, that's I think guys handle pressure different ways, players, you know, and I think that's good to get in that huddle. I mean, everybody knew the situation, and everybody was very down coming out of what had just taken place from a, you know, standpoint of situation in the game. But, you know, as a quarterback, you got to be able to handle those situations, get everybody in the right frame of mind, and find a way to get it done. And, you know, that was a very difficult situation.
Coach, we've seen Mario over here line up in different spots on the line, but yesterday he worked primarily on the left side. Is that where he feels the best, where he can work the best?
He worked on both sides, you know. Yeah, he worked on both sides yesterday. He's, you know, we're able to do a lot of things with him because of how smart a player he is, and we actually give him some freedom sometimes, depending on some calls that we make. And You know, he's so sharp on what's going on and down in distance and understanding, like I told you guys, studying offensive football right now, that, you know, we're able to get some of that done. But he's been effective on both sides. He's getting some help. He's getting some more help inside.
Players said after the game you talked about breaking a season down in quarters. Can you tell what you're talking about?
No, I just told them the night before that, you know, our first quarter of our season was poor, and I just kind of tried to compare it to being in a game and, you know, playing a bad first quarter, getting down 14 to nothing. You don't call it a day. You keep playing. And we've had a bad first quarter. Got the second quarter started on the right foot yesterday, and just looking to improve as a football team, looking to be a much better team at the halfway mark.
All you Texans, get up and scream.